Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere and the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align to purpose, everything
all
will feel gorgeous.
To imprint, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you so much for joining me, and welcome to Transforming Your Life. And as Venus goes into the underground, oh my goodness. We have so much still going on astrologically wise. I should be surprised with everything that's been going on for me the last month or so. It's been pretty amazing. I would think that Mercury would be in retrograde with all the things that have been breaking the last few weeks. It's been pretty amazing. I just came from the laundromat because my washing machine has been broken. I have two washing machines, and they both broke at the same time. And I have been going to the laundromat for the last 2 weeks or so, waiting for the washing machine to be repaired. And while I was at the laundromat, I went to the store and did a little shopping, came back, and I pulled the clothes out of the washing machine with my son, and the clothes were sopping wet, all three machines. So we put them in the dryer thinking, well, you know, maybe they were too many clothes in the washer or whatever. And then the dryers broke, and they were these two huge, massive dryers. So then the woman who has been worked at the laundromat for years and years came over, and she couldn't get the machines to work, any of them, all five of them broken. And so she is doing my laundry as we speak. So though it's frustrating because the machines broke and we had to shift them from one to another, back and forth to another, now the very nice lady at the laundromat is doing my laundry for me. She's going to wash it and dry it. So that's fabulous. So it put me a couple of hours behind schedule with everything I need to do today because my son is moving back to college in the morning and we've got so much to do before then to get everything organized and packed up and get the cars loaded and everything. So it's crazy. And he still has work to do and projects before he goes back in the morning. So it's a little frustrating, but good things always come out of chaos, I say. And in the midst of chaos, you want to be still. The eye of the hurricane. You have the whole hurricane going on around you, and yet in the center is complete stillness. So when the chaos is going on, you just want to get still. No matter what chaos is going on around you, because we all have times when we have chaos in our lives. And boy, I'll tell you, this last 6 months, especially for me, or well, let's see, seven months at least, has been really chaotic. You know, as all of you know who have been listening to me, and for those of you who haven't listened before, welcome to everyone. I see lots of people in the chat room. Hey, all to you guys out there. Welcome. Glad to see you here. You know, I had several deaths in the family, unexpected deaths, and my boyfriend's mom passed away 2 days before Christmas, and then my son's car broke down the week before Christmas, and it has been back in the shop 3 times in 3 weeks. Then my car was in the shop. So it's been the last month has been like a month from hell. And planetarily wise, it's no surprise because the planets have been bonkers for just over a month. And they're not going to let up here anytime soon. Again, however, in the midst of chaos, you know, there are always positive things that come out of it. So be still and know your limitations. If there's chaos going on in your life, remember, don't spread yourself too thin. Set up boundaries and stick to them. So this may be a time where lots of people are asking you to go in many different directions. So know your limits. And say, you know, I'm sorry, I choose not to do that, or I'm really sorry, I can't do that. You know, be polite about it and just say, sorry, no. Whether it is to go to a dinner, a fundraiser, if somebody asks you to babysit dogs or cats or kids or whatever, and your schedule is always already very tight, or I know lots of my friends right now have the flu going on in their households. So if you're feeling a little run down, don't take on the extra stuff. It's okay to say no. It's actually healthy to say no, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't help anybody or take care of others. And, you know, I have a lot of girls out there listening, and women out there listening, and, you know, I have men listeners as well, and I love all you guys, and I'm grateful for all of you. And, but, you know, women tend to be caretakers and will do whatever people ask. So know all you girls out there, and you guys, if you fit into that role or category as well, know that it's okay to say no. And sometimes you should say no, for sure. So draw up boundaries, and otherwise you're going to end up sick, you're going to end up breaking down or whatever, especially because Venus has just gone into the underworld, as some people say, they call it into hell. Venus has disappeared off our astrological chart. And this is a time, because of the lack of Venus in our stars right now, this is a time where Venus is being stripped, being torn down to bare bones. So you may feel that that is going on with you in your life right now as well. This is a really good time to release and let go. If you have things that you've been holding on to, whether it's physical things or emotional things, if you have gone through loss recently, and challenges, and loss can be family, it can be money, it can be a job, it can be, you know, loss pretty much of anything. Now's the time to really let it go and grieve, to let it all out. If you need to cry, cry. This is the time to do that. It's really important that when you are going through stuff, especially with loss, that you take the time to process the grief. And when you process the grief, it really brings you into your heart space. And when you're in your heart space, that's the time when it's really important to nurture your inner child, that small child that lives within all of us who just wants to be loved. And so many of us grew up in dysfunctional households where we didn't get that sort of love growing up. So we wouldn't know how to give it, or give it to ourselves or give it to others. And oftentimes that's where we tend to overgive, because we don't understand what healthy boundaries are. So there's so many other things going on right now astrologically that are really shaking things up for all of us. We're going through this major shift and a sort of the change, they're going through a changing of the guard. And it's going to seem chaotic for a while, because just like when you shift leaders, you go from one leader to a new leader, say president or a new boss or whatever, there's sort of a growing period where the new boss or new leader has to grow into the position, and people have to get used to this new leader. We're going through that right now. And we've got Capricorn inflicting a lot of seriousness on getting things done, getting the job done, which is great, because we can, you know, Capricorn helps us push through and get things done. But also remember to, because there's going to be a lot of demands placed on each of us, remember it's important as we stretch that we don't stretch too far, and that stretch your resources, stretch your personal time, you know, stretch to the point of exhaustion. So you want to remember that you don't want to, you want to stretch, but you don't want to stretch so far that you break. Okay, we do have a caller who I'm going to go to now, because they've already been holding for almost 5 minutes. So we are going to 508-9, and the last four digits are 9689. If I can get this to work. I'm having technical difficulties today with Blog Talk. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Hello, caller, are you there? Last four digits.
Hi.
Nine.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, can you?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was listening. I didn't hit a button to talk.
Oh, yeah. I kept saying, hello, caller. Are you there? Sorry. Blog Talk is having technical difficulties tonight. You would think that Mercury was in retrograde, but it's not. But with all the things that are going on planetarily wise, I'm not surprised with if things are going on. Anyway, is this Chris?
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, there must have been a reason why then, if I'm talking to you on the phone.
Yeah. Well, you called into the show?
No, I was listening. I didn't hit a number to call in. I was just listening.
Oh, that's funny because you're on hold.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been on hold.
Called in. Oh, isn't that funny? Well. Anyway, it's nice to chat with you.
Yeah, nice to chat with you. But like I said, maybe there's a reason why.
Maybe there is a reason why. What do you have going on?
I don't know. Maybe some technical difficulties.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, like I was saying, when I started the show, you'd think Mercury is in retrograde because everything around me is breaking. I don't know what's going
on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on for everybody else, but everything around me is breaking.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So I don't know if you guys in the chat room want to pipe up if you're having problems with things breaking or whatever. Anyway, so technical difficulties. What kind of technical difficulties are going on with you?
Well, like I told you before, starting a new relationship, but because of work conditions, it's been kind of not spending a lot of time together.
It looks like that's going to continue probably for another 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like things will improve more towards the spring.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have a project or something going on at work right now?
No, not me. The other person.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I see a project at work, and it seems like there's a lot of things being shifted around right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like that's going to be, like I said, about 6 to 8 weeks, and then that lightens up a little bit and things get a little bit easier.
Yep.
So just breathe and do things for yourself while you have time away.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that about me, is it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so don't fret. don't fret, because it looks like this is a pretty time-consuming project.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, you know, don't feel discouraged because it really is a big project, and it is going to take a lot, you know, a bit of time to get this project underway.
Yeah.
But once it's up and running, then, you know, things will relax a bit.
Yep. All right. And I'm a very patient person, so.
Right. So just, you know, hang in there. It's going to be a while, like I said, probably 6 to 8 weeks. And then once the project gets off, then things will get better in the spring. And then do you have vacation time coming up later, April or May?
Probably in April.
Okay, because it looks like maybe a long weekend away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so look forward to that. But it looks like a long weekend in April, which will be nice.
Right.
So hang in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on, so.
Yeah, hang in there. All right, well, it's nice chatting with you. And if you happen to see Nathan, tell him I will get back to him.
Nathan?
Yeah, isn't that your daughter's friend?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I've been flat out this week. And but anyway, if you happen to see him, tell him don't fret. I'll get back to him. I will try to get back to him tomorrow or Saturday.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Cynthia.
You're welcome, Chris. Nice to chat with you.
Nice to chat with you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, isn't that funny? See you guys about technical things or whatever. Chris didn't even call in, but yet she's on my switchboard to call in. Isn't that funny? Anyway, yeah, I had trouble getting on my quitting, and then Blog Talk wouldn't let me send out my link for you guys to join in, or it said it wasn't sending out, and then when I went to check it, it had sent out like 5 times onto Facebook, so I don't know, it's crazy. I can't control the Blog Talk because I don't run the station, I just buy airtime. So what they do, I don't know. So when it works, it's great, and I love that. And so I'm glad to hear that things are good for some of you guys out there. I don't know what's going on here, but it's been crazy anyway. But if you guys have seen the pictures I've been posting this week, though, you'll see that there's lots of activity in my house, and that is probably part of what's going on electrical-wise with – or not even electrical-wise, but – because it doesn't have to be electrical things, but it can be mechanical things as well. And also, I tend to have a high vibration, and I have been known to walk into buildings and blow all the power out. Everything, the cables, the electric, everything gone, especially after I've meditated. If I've been doing some Tibetan chanting. Oh, it's so funny. I walked into a local crystal shop at one time. And I was just doing a little Tibetan chanting before I went in. And I stepped in the door, and I wasn't a foot in the door, and the whole, everything went down, the power, the cable, the everything. And the woman who was working looked at me and said, "Cynthia, what have you been doing? Oh my God." It was pretty funny. So when that happens, it's funny, of course, not when it happens to you, especially if you're running a store and you need your cash register. But anyway, I tend to be have a lot of energy around me. And so sometimes things don't work very well because of that. Electronic things and mechanical things, I tend to blow things up, which is kind of funny, but then at the same time, it's really frustrating. I mean, how do 3 washing machines and 2 dryers break at the laundromat all at the same time? It's crazy. It's totally crazy. And anyway, so enough about that. You know, if you guys have any questions in the chat room, feel free to type them in. If you would like to call in and speak with me, if you have questions or just want to say hi, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. And let's see, you can check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, and also check out my line of all-natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth, which you can find a button on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, that will link you right to Alchemy of the Earth website, or you can go there directly, AlchemyoftheEarth.com. And, okay, Facebook, if you're not connected with me there, it's Intuitive Medium Gifted Psychic. Oh, my gosh, it's so long. Hold on. Intuitive Medium Psychic Gifted Healer Animal Communicator Inspirational Teacher Cynthia Fontaine. That's my public page, which is where all the action happens. And Twitter, follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Pinterest. You can find me there as well. All right. So what's going on right now? Let's continue about what's going on right now. Security is going to be a big issue for people. And security is job security. It's also feeling secure. So feeling secure in your money, in your job, that sort of thing. Because of the shifting that's happening, the old ways of doing things are starting to disappear, and that can also include old jobs. Things are starting to be removed from, that we've known possibly for years and years. So there's going to be challenges because of this, of course. Thing again you want to remember is, in the midst of chaos, just be still. You know, we tend to, as humans, want to hold on to our money, hold on to old habits, hold on to old relationships that may not be working anymore. And it's difficult for us to let go go into new things, because what we have is comfortable, or it may not be comfortable, but we know what we have. So it's more comfortable than letting go and going into the unknown. So this is really the time not to hold on too tightly to all those things that may be seeming to be falling apart around you. It's a time of really to clear things out. And again, physical stuff, so if you have clutter or even just dirt, I know it's a little early for spring cleaning, but I think a good spring cleaning is great many times of the year. I clean a lot, actually, and it's great. Vacuuming really boosts the energy in the house. Vacuum away. Get those dust bunnies. And we have another caller who I'm going to go to now, area code 401, last four digits. 7697. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi, Cynthia. It's Sarah.
Hi.
It's
I'm sorry.
Sarah.
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 Hi, Sarah. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm just checking in to tell you I'm doing great.
I'm so glad to hear that. You know, and I still have not figured out how to do that, to give you that recording.
Oh, it's okay. I don't really need it.
Okay. Well, you're great for understanding. I'm not very technically savvy. I have
well,
to say.
I can communicate in other ways.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And do you mind if I share a little tiny bit?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
You know, I really wanted to, you know, follow up with you and just tell you that things are going really well.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Since we met before.
I'm so glad to hear that. I had met with Sarah before Christmas, and Sarah had a past life regression session. And I think
it was amazing.
That's great. I love when that happens. I've got the chills all over. And Sarah was a little resistant and wasn't sure that she was going to be successful in going under. And I think really was pleased with the results and what came out of it. And
it was amazing. I highly recommend it. It was just, I really was resistant, and I, you know, was very clear about that with you. I thought, oh, this isn't going to happen, but I wanted to try because I had been reading a lot and listening to Dr. Brian Weiss, and you and I had met, and you know, you're very comforting, and of course, I've known you for a while, and we shared, and that was really nice, and I felt, you know, it's a trust issue, and I think that's with most people. But I was just totally amazed at the depth of what happened in such a short period of time and what I felt I was able to heal in a very short period of time. So I just wanted to thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you so much for, you know, calling in and sharing that. This is why I do this. It just to see people have experiences like this and really be able to move forward in their life is it's really rewarding for me. You know, it really is.
I think every day there are some changes, and I refer back earlier today I was thinking about what I experienced, what I learned, what the message was and messages were. There were multiple messages for me, and how they come up for me in my life. And so it's not just a one-time thing. I mean,
right.
What I learned, I continually find new meaning in my life every day when new situations come up.
Oh,
I know
well,
it sounds vague, and I mean you can share some details if you'd like, if you're comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I mean that's totally up to you. Sarah felt like she was having trouble moving forward in her life, and when I regressed her, we got to different lifetimes and different periods in several different lifetimes, and it was pretty remarkable. And the detail that she saw and could explain was really, really amazing. You know, which for me, I love when this happens because I've experienced it myself so many times, having spent 7 days with Dr. Brian Weiss and trained with him. So for me, it was an amazing experience. So then to go and experience it with someone else, really amazing as well. And mm-hmm. So Sarah was able to get to a lifetime where she saw or felt that was really where the problem began, with not being able to move forward in her lifetime. And it was pretty significant when she got there. And she recognized the situation and how that has affected her in this lifetime from being
exactly.
able to go through. Yeah, so mm-hmm. it's a pretty powerful process.
Right. And before that, I don't know if you remember this, but before there were two lifetimes that I got to. And
right.
And I want to make this point because I think it's really significant. When I got to the first lifetime, there was a point where I just wasn't comfortable going any further.
Yeah.
And what I loved is that I was able to just tell you that.
Yeah.
I recognized it. I told you that. And we immediately were able to move to a different lifetime. So I felt like I was totally in control and, you know, going where I needed to go at that time and avoiding what I chose to avoid. And so
right.
I think for me and maybe for some of your listeners who may be reluctant to understand that you're totally in control. I was totally in control. And that was so comfortable for me. But when I did get to that one lifetime where I learned that, you know, I was responsible for someone else and something bad happened, and this is why I feel so responsible in my lifetime now,
right.
It made perfect sense to me. And it wasn't, you know, it was sad in one way, but I didn't feel any depth of sadness. It was just, okay, this is what happened, and this is what I'm able to learn from it and able to move forward. I wasn't, you know, devastated in any way. It was just, oh, okay, that's what happened. It was just
right.
informing.
Right, right. And, yeah, you had a big emotional release with that.
I did cry. I'm not much of a crier, but I cried.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that experience in itself can be healing because and, you know, we're sort of protected in a way that we don't remember our past life because the most important life is the life that we're living in the present. However, there seems to be more so now where there's a lot of past life bleed through, where there are things like in your case where you felt to be even you could say overly responsible for people to the point
that's
like
most women do.
right. And, you know, some of us go in it even a little bit more. And especially now what we have going on astrologically wise, you know, it's a perfect day for you to be calling in because what's going on astrologically is calling for us to even stretch further, and people are going to be pulling at us, making demands. So it's really important
mm-hmm.
now to say, you know, I don't think I can't do that right now. So
yeah.
It's interesting that you happen to call in today. Really, really cool. But the healing process with the past life regression therapy can be so deep, and it can touch so many levels. And you will continue to find, I think, that it gets better and better and better. You know, it's very interesting how it works, because it's all, everything's sort of in our DNA and somehow in our subconscious mind. And once you can tap into that and release it, the healing can happen. And we like you said, you are in control during a session. And it's important to feel comfortable with the facilitator who you're working with as well. So those were really, really good points. And, you know, I try to help people feel comfortable and, you know, do let you know that you're in control of the session. If you're not comfortable going somewhere, then we come out and go somewhere else.
And I think that that, you know, even though I had read all of that and understood that until I experienced it, and like anything else, you're not quite sure that you believe that. And I think, I just wanted to give you that feedback. And that things just really seem to be continuing better. I feel lighter.
So much lighter. You sound lighter. You sound fabulous. you really do. I mean, it's like your heart is just, it's like as light as a feather. I just want to call and thank you. I can feel it and hear it in your voice. It's fabulous. I'm so happy for you. So it was my pleasure, and thank you for allowing me to share that with you.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do it again.
At any time, when you're ready, you let me know.
Okay, very good.
Thank you so much. Right. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate that.
All right, take care.
All right, Sarah, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, isn't that nice? I meet the best people. I feel so blessed with the people who trust me with their, you know, with their lives in so many different ways. It's really, really a blessing. And this is why I do this work. I didn't realize years ago what a blessing it was. I used to think that this was a curse because there is a lot of responsibility that comes along with this as well. There are people in this field, just like in any field out there, who are perhaps maybe not the most ethical. And one of my very first teachers fits into that category. And sometimes it's shocking to me in a sense. So, and I'll just give you a little bit of psychic 101 here. You know, if you have gone to people in the past, or if anyone in the future says to you, you need to see me next week again, and you just had a reading with them, or they call you up and they say, hey, you need a reading, and, you know, you've had one within the last 6 months. If somebody calls you up and says, hey, you need a reading, really question that, because professionals don't do that sort of thing. If something comes up for me that I feel I need to share with someone, I don't call them up and say, hey, you need a reading. I'll send them a message or say, hey, I just wanted to check in with you. I just wanted to let you know that this came up, blah, blah, blah. I don't say book a reading with me or whatever. Something is really important that I need to share with someone, then spirit lets me know, and then I pass that on typically. So if you're being called to do many readings, my first teacher who really pushed me to do this work, because she did recognize my gift. So I do give her credit for that, and I'm grateful for that. And she's also, you know, taught me big lessons in how not to be, and, you know, to be really ethical in my work and to be honest with people. you know, there are some people out there who do this work who will tell people things they want to hear. They'll tell people things on a very general idea. They'll fish for information kind of thing. So avoid those kind of people. So I don't want to go long too long about that. And again, it's whether you're having a reading or whether you're doing past life regression or whatever. I do work with people on a regular basis for coaching, for, you know, a past life is okay to do more than one because that often has many, many layers of things to uncover. You know, I did 7 straight days with Dr. Brian Weiss, and we did sessions, I don't know how many sessions a day we did, but we basically did sessions from 9 in the morning until 11 o'clock every night, 7 for 7 days. It was really, really pretty amazing, and we worked in groups, and we worked with Dr. Weiss directly, and it was an amazing, totally amazing experience. I healed so many things from that experience. In my own self, I had all these fears that were unexplained ever since I was a little kid. I was claustrophobic. I was afraid of heights. I was afraid of water. You name it, I was afraid of it. One time when I was a kid, my brother used to climb, my brother James, who passed away last August, who's here now with us, by the way, he says hi to everybody. He shows up all the time. It's great. He was at the top of one of the trees on the side of our yard, which was at least 30 feet tall. The tree was enormous, and it was probably higher than that, but I don't want to exaggerate. And I always wanted to be up there at the top of the tree with him because he just was so adventurous and daring. And I got to the first branch of the tree, and that's as far as I could go. And I was screaming for my dad to come and get me down out of the tree. Now, my dad is only 5'4", and he could pick his arms up and lift me out of the tree. So that goes to show you how high I was up in the tree. Not really high. Oh, Kathy's saying in the chat, room, I keep getting bumped off the site. Ha, ha, ha. It must be Cindy's fault. I'm telling you, I blow all electronics up and cars and you name it, it blows up around me. But no, Blog Talk is and Skype. I got kicked off Skype earlier because I call into Skype and connect to Blog Talk, and then Blog Talk was going crazy anyway. But I'm glad that we're all here now, and I'm glad you guys are laughing about it. Very funny. And thank you, Sandy, for that nice comment. Best attracts best, and you're easy to trust. I really appreciate that. I have the best people out there. I love you guys. All right. So what else do we have going on? When we get through this period of what's going on with Mercury and Aquarius and things really being serious with Capricorn right now, then things are going to lighten up and get better. You know, Aquarius is all about the future. It's about new ways of doing things, new technology, innovation. It's also about community. So though you want to be involved in community things now, and community can be community within your family, within your home. It can be with outside the home, with friends, or, you know, any sort of thing. You might want to think about taking a meditation class or taking a yoga class and build a community that way. And Aquarius is all about non-attachment, and Mercury is connected to our left brain and left brain thinking. So it's almost in a sense sort of counterintuitive where you've got Aquarius saying, hey, don't be too attached. And you've got, Aquarius being about non-attachment, but yet it's time to be in community. So it's okay to get involved and start building a new kind of community. And the things that you want to be non-attached to are especially the physical things. You know, let them go. And remember, try not to be too serious, because we have a lot of seriousness going on with Capricorn right now. It's a good thing because it can push you forward and help you push through just to get the job done. If you have projects that you're working on, if you're painting a room or reorganizing things or cleaning out or moving or whatever, Capricorn will help you push through all this. And again, it's a good time to let go of old things, old behaviors. If you have clothes in your closet that you haven't worn or fit into in over a year, I'll even push it to 2 years, it's a good idea to rehome them. Give them away. Give them to charity. Take them to consignment shop and sell them. Get some cash for them. That's okay too. But keep the energy flowing. Really, we're all energetic beings, and it's all about how the energy flows. You know, there's this saying that goes, let me see if I can remember it now, where energy flows, energy goes. No, that's not exactly right. But anyway, you get the idea, okay? So let the energy flow. If things feel stagnant, do something to get them moving. Get it moving. And if things are chaotic around you, then is the time to be still. Go within. Take some deep breaths and meditate. So we have 10 minutes left. And while we're on the subject of going within, I feel that we all need to do some quick meditation. Thank you, Emza. And attention goes where energy flows. Thank you very much. You guys are awesome chiming in here. So everybody, let's take some deep breaths, okay? Let's bring our energy down into our heart chakra. And if you're sitting, put your feet flat on the floor, uncross your hands and legs. If you're driving a car, please do not do this now. You can come back and listen to the replay, because all my shows are archived. If you miss one or you want to go back and listen again, they are all on my Blog Talk website in my studio, and you can go back and listen to them anytime you want, as many times as you want, and you can even share them with your friends. So if you think there's been something on a show that you've listened to that might help someone who you know, please feel free to share that link with your friends. It's all about helping each other, and that's community, you know. It's all community. So everybody now take a couple of nice deep belly breaths. And if you're not familiar with belly breathing, how you do it is so many of us just fill up the top part of our lungs as we breathe in. We tend to breathe very shallowly, and we never get the oxygen into the bottom part of our lungs. And those of you who listen to me hear me say this all the time. It's really important to fill up the bottom of your lungs, because that's where all the toxins and all the junk accumulates. And if you don't do some deep breathing exercises, then that junk can later on turn into disease, and it's not a good thing. So you want to do everything you can to try to stay healthy, because if you don't have your health, then really nothing else is that important. You know, we all know that. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the health that goes along with it, then the money really is sort of meaningless. So now, to do deep belly breathing, you place your hand on your belly and observe when you breathe in what happens. Does your hand move up, or does it just stay steady? Because you want your belly actually to expand first, and then your lungs fill from the bottom all the way up. So if you raise up your shoulders and when you're breathing, that's really breathing shallowly, and you're not getting that oxygen into the bottom of those lungs. So everybody now, take a nice deep breath in, starting from your belly, pushing your belly out first. Breathe in through your nose and hold it for a couple of seconds, And then when you exhale, exhale out your mouth and do a big whoosh or ah out as you exhale out. So a big exhale out. And pull your belly button all the way back to your spine as far as you can to expel all the air out of your lungs and get all that junk up and out and into the air and let Mother Earth, the atmosphere, process it back and recycle it. Okay, so everybody, nice deep breath in again through your nose and hold it, and a big exhale through your mouth. And you might want to say, ah, especially if you're stressed, because those simple two letters, ah, A-H, somehow triggers your mind to relax. And it triggers your whole body to relax. And just by breathing in a couple of times, doing some deep belly breathing, and when you, on the exhale out, just say, ah, your whole body goes into a relaxed state. So if you're having trouble sleeping at night, or if you're having a really stressful experience at work, or you're having anxiety, I have a lot of people who contact me who have anxiety issues or anxiety attacks. And when you can just refocus on your breath, it takes your mind out of that chaotic or anxious thinking, because now you're focused on breathing. And every time a thought comes into your mind, again, that is anxious or that isn't about the breath, just acknowledge the thought. Don't try to push it away, because it's like the million monkeys or the thousand monkeys, whatever it is. When somebody says, hey, don't think about monkeys, what happens? You think about monkeys. So rather than saying, oh, get away, I can't think about this thought now, I'm doing some deep breathing, which is a meditative practice. So you don't have to go and sit on a mat for 2 hours to meditate, although it can be very helpful. And it's okay that you're unfocused tonight out there. It's all right. Just breathe. And come back to the breath. It's okay. It's really okay. And the planet, what's going on planetary-wise, will make people unfocused right now. So don't worry. It's just a phase that we're going through. And I know that you particularly have a lot of things going on in your life right now. I don't want to give any details. So it's okay that you're unfocused tonight. Just, it's all good. Okay, so as the thoughts come in, acknowledge those thoughts and say, oh, well, whatever it is. Oh, I've got to make dinner. Oh, I'm late for a meeting. The laundry has to be done. Whatever. Okay, thank you. The laundry has to be done. I do know that. And then go back to your breathing. And again, so you breathe in, expanding your abdomen first. Nice deep breath in through your nose. And hold it for a second. And then out through your mouth, pulling your belly button as far back to your spine as you can. And just refocus. It's okay. It's all good. It's a process. And we all go out of focus sometimes and have a hard time zooming in on things. And I'll give you an example for myself. I have a big test coming up. Because many of you know I'm working on my doctor of homeopathy, which is going to take me forever, but that's okay. It's so much work. And the test period started today, and we have until February 15th to complete the test. So that gives you an idea of how much work this is if you have a whole month to do the test. Well, I still haven't completed the last exercise that we got a month and a half ago. Well, no, 5 weeks ago, I guess. Because everything that was going on in my life with Dave's mom being sick and everything, and then my son coming home from college, and then blah, 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 whatever. Things just happen. I haven't even finished my last exercise yet, and now I have to start taking the test. So it's okay. Now I know I have to get refocused, because I want to obviously do well on this test, because I start my next classes at the beginning of March. So I don't want to go into the next segment knowing that, you know, I blundered the test, the big test for the last segment. So it's all right. Be easy on yourself. We tend to be so hard on ourselves, and we beat ourselves up if we can't be focused or we don't get things done that we think we should. It's okay. Tomorrow's another day. And if we were focused all the time, you know, what fun would that be? Really, you have to just give yourself permission sometimes to let it go, to be unfocused. And when that, you just go out and play or you watch a movie, whatever. So you just do what you do, let that time pass, and then you can get refocused and reorganized down the road. I can't believe we only have a minute left. Oh, my God. Everybody, so many people have been asking to add another show in, to do a second show every week, and I'm trying to fit it all in. And I know a lot of you have asked about a prayer group, and even my son actually would like to see me do a prayer group on Sundays. But honestly, I like to sleep late on Sundays. I actually sleep late every day because I stay up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning now that I don't have a 9-to-5 job anymore. So, oh, my God, 30 seconds left. So I have to say I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being here. I wish I had another hour with you today. Yes, and who says you have to pray in the morning? You can pray any time of the day or night. Thank you very much, Kathy. That's awesome. So I hope you all have a fabulous weekend. Take time out. Do something fun. We have 5 seconds left. I love you. I'll see you next week.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Your heart, it'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart aligned to purpose. Everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that I've been.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Thank you.
all things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Everything is a gift, and I appreciate your gift and of spending time with me. Love you all. See you next week.